the sinner's thirst. In John 4, the Savior is thirsty, and the sinner is also thirsty. The thirsty Savior asked the sinner for water to drink, and the thirsty sinner came to draw water from the well. The universe is a place of thirst, in which there are a thirsty Savior and thirsty sinners. Who is not thirsty? Who is satisfied with his human life and feels no lack? Regardless of whether a person is rich or poor, noble or base, he is dissatisfied and discontent. The human life is a life of thirst, and human history is a record of thirst. Every human culture is a reflection of an attempt to satisfy thirst. People in every part of society are thirsty. People thirst for knowledge, position, money, fame, a spouse, and children. There is no one who does not thirst, and there is no one who does not want to quench his thirst. Some people study, work, conduct business, or become government officials because they are thirsty and want to quench their thirst. Everything that man does, including his striving and struggling, is governed and driven by his thirst. The thirst within man pushes him to be busy night and day and to run everywhere, both physically and mentally. Man is busy because he wants to quench his thirst.